This weekend marks the release of the latest CD by Spirit of the Stairs, Tronin vs. the Spidernauts. Whereas past releases from the all-instrumental group have clocked in at around the hour mark, Tronin consists of only four songs, all of them recorded since the release of the group's 2012 effort, Lambeau Doors. The group performs its final show with its current lineup on Saturday at the Cotillion Ballroom. Guitarist Paul Annup is leaving the band, as is drummer Kyle Hupp, who has been with the group for a decade now. Guitarist Torn Anderson is quick to praise both men for their contributions. Hupp, he says, broadened the band's rhythmic capabilities and was eager to contribute to the writing process from the start.
Kyle brought a ton of creativity. The thing that I really liked about him coming in is I don't think he had a lot to prove creatively. He just was naturally creative.
The songs on Tronin vs. the Spidernauts inspired bassist Ben Wells to write a narrative about a character named Tronin and his adventures battling the mysterious Spidernauts. That story, in turn, inspired local filmmakers Ian and Seth Bloom to bring it to local screens.
Yeah, we've seen a couple of clips that are really far out. This is going to be a really nice contrast to the sound that we produced. There's not a whole lot of jokes or hilarity on the record, but there will be something very comical included in the story.
The film version, likely to be completed in 2014, features Tronin, the Spidernauts, and a character named Bro2D2. Anderson says that the Bloom brothers have brought out the humor in the story, and that so far the film promises to be a one-of-a-kind picture. Second takes are as non-existent as the budget, and that, coupled with the strangeness of the story, is part of the film's charm. So they say.
We've contributed in the movie as actors, or the band rather, in a couple of different ways thus far. We've eaten moonsault and spat out spiders, and we're also the band for the school dance, Bros Under the Sea.
Anderson and bassist Wells have not yet discussed the future of the band, though it's unlikely that the concert on Saturday will spell the end of Spirit of the Stairs. Instead, Anderson's focusing on the immediate future. He sees Saturday's show as part of a celebration of the diversity found in Wichita's music scene. Earlier this year, he and his bandmates joined with O. Phil and Carrie Nation in the Speakeasy for an event called Super Show. The lineup drew a capacity crowd at the Brickyard in Old Town. The gig's eclectic mix, blending post-rock with the roots sounds of Carrie Nation and O. Phil's brand of ska, was one of its greatest strengths.
Getting three bands who don't sound really anything alike to fill out the entirety of the Brickyard, the venue that we were playing at, was not unexpected, but really amazing. I don't think we were going into it thinking that there was going to be people in every corner of the venue, but we definitely thought it was going to be a good load.
Bringing that same bill to one of Wichita's most beloved music venues, the Cotillion, on Saturday, just makes sense to Anderson. Everyone involved, he notes, has seen some of their favorite shows in that room, and the concert makes it possible for Wichita music fans of all ages to experience these three bands together again.
Every musician wants to play, on a tall stage in front of a huge crowd. I think that's when you feel like your ideas are best expressed loudly from a tall stage.
Spirit of the Stairs celebrates the release of Tronin vs. the Spidernauts at the Cotillion Saturday night. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.